are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, it's brought to you by Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning in studio, it's Roger Hilly. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. You are heading up the 10th annual Trails for Transplants Trail Ride, and that's going to be happening right here in the area at the end of the month.
Yes, we're so excited. This community's been so welcoming to us, and yes, the 10th year of our Trails for Transplant ride will be right here in Fort Pierre area.
So tell us a little bit first about the organization, Trails for Transplants. What is that all about?
Well, the mission of Trails for Transplant is to provide awareness for the need of organ donors. There's like 100,000 people waiting on the organ donor list, and there's just not enough organs to provide for them. So our mission is to provide that awareness and increase the amount of donors, as well as to raise funds for those who are either waiting for or recovering from organ transplants.
Wonderful. Now, how did this idea come about and to go this route with it?
Well, it is pretty crazy, but myself and another lady were visiting. We're both horse people. I've got a son-in-law who's had two liver transplants. Without those transplants, I wouldn't have my grandkids. And she lost a brother, and his heart was transplanted into one of that became very good friends, and he's been on our trail ride. So we each year we were able to listen to her brother's heart in the body of a different man.
Oh,
so,
wow! How
pretty
about
exciting.
That? Yeah, absolutely. Now with this, this trail ride is going to be, and you've done this in different places, but this one is going to be a little different, where you're going to start in Fort Pierre each morning at the fairgrounds, but you've got some really neat trails set up.
Oh, yes. We've got, and thanks. I couldn't thank enough to the landowners who have allowed us to be on their land, but along the Bad River, you know, beautiful country, and Willow Creek country, and then the last day we'll be up, coming up, over the ridge and by the lookout up there, the Verendi place, and riding right down through downtown Fort Pierre. So, yes, it's a wonderful scenic country, and we just hope anybody who's got a horse or, and the third day, actually, we're going to have teams and wagons, invite anybody to come and join us.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be such a wonderful time. So if you've got horses and you want to be part of this trail ride, and why wouldn't you, how do you get in on this?
Well, you can go to Trails for Transplants on the web. You can just call me, Roger Hilly, 218-201-0589. A lot of information. Call the mayor. Call my friend Dave here. He knows everything. So, yeah, lots of just reach out to anyone in the community. And on the 28th, the last day, the Chamber of Commerce over there in Fort Pierre is going to throw a meal for us. And we've been in contact with the governor's office, and it sounds like she's going to stop by on the 28th. So, yeah, just do a little reach out, and we'd be just tickled to have the participation.
Now, when it comes to the trail riding, anybody who's been trail riding, it is a lot of fun. It's a great time. How hard of a trail ride is this going to be? Is this going to be fairly easy, or is it going to be a little harder? Is it to depend on which trail you're taking?
Yes, and we've what a great question, Dave, but we've looked at different rides, different trails here, and we picked what I'd call a moderate trail. And it'll be between 10 and 15 miles, so that's a pretty easy ride. On some of our previous rides, we've been up to that 30-plus miles, and that's pretty tough for people and horses that aren't in shape. So this is moderate, and the last day will be easy. That's about an 8-mile trek, and nothing that the novice rider couldn't accommodate.
Fantastic. And is there a certain fee for this, or how does that work, Roger?
Well, we like to raise money. There's no question about that. And there's a fee of like $25 per rider to ride along with us. And then we've got a silent auction, and people from the community will be bringing things in for the silent auction. And there's just places to donate for one of the most worthy causes that I can imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful time. You've got some great things planned, and I encourage all the horsemen and horsewomen out there to set aside these dates and be part of this trail ride. It's going to be a great one.
And lots of fellowship every evening, and in the mornings, a little breakfast-type thing out at the fairgrounds. A lot of fellowship and a lot of sharing of stories with folks that have been involved with transplants.
And that's what it's all about. Well, thank you, Roger. We'll be in touch as we get a little closer, but I encourage folks to start getting ready and be a part of this, because it's going to be a great time, and like you said, for just a wonderful cause.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. There's Roger Hilly. Make sure you reach out and be part of it. It's going to be a great one. The 10th Annual Trails for Transplants Trail Ride coming to Fort Pier. And there is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at Lee Real Estate and Audiology Associates.